As you hear this, I'm in Ecuador with any luck seeing bazillions of birds. It was an easy matter to prepare for the trip. I purchased the 2-volume set, The Birds of Ecuador, so I could study up on the birds. And this particular trip was arranged by John and Nancy Soledar of St. Louis Audubon, so I didn't need to do any homework about where to go to see what birds. Many times we find ourselves headed to a place, and whether the trip is specifically for seeing birds or not, it's nice to know what birdy places are nearby and what species we're most likely to encounter. Thanks to the internet, researching this is an easy matter. The American Birding Association's website has probably the most complete information about books and checklists for finding and identifying birds in every state and province of the U.S. and Canada, and for every country on the planet. For the best opportunities for finding birds close to home, Wisconsin residents have a great resource published by the Wisconsin Society for Ornithology, a book called Wisconsin's Favorite Bird Haunts. This book is edited by Daryl Tesson, but written by dozens of birders who each write about the places they're most intimately familiar with. Minnesota's best guide is A Birder's Guide to Minnesota, written by Kim Eckert, the birder with the largest Minnesota list of species seen and the first to break the 400 species mark in the state. Kim's book is incredibly rich in details and especially helpful because of the county maps. When I find myself headed somewhere new for a meeting or other reason, I check out Kim's book for places I might stop en route or while I'm there. I keep copies of both A Birder's Guide to Minnesota and Wisconsin's Favorite Bird Haunts in my car. Back in 1982, Russ had to go to Las Vegas for a meeting of the American Chemical Society. He took his vacation time and I came along with our new baby. Russ spent the days at meetings while I went around birding. Ahead of time, I'd gotten a checklist of the birds of Nevada and wrote to the Audubon Society of Las Vegas to ask for suggestions about places to go. A wonderful woman, Marion Cressman, wrote back and offered to show me around. She ended up taking 2 whole days bringing me to all kinds of places where we saw roosting owls, crystal thrashers, and an abundance of other birds I'd have had trouble finding on my own. Nowadays, many people pay professional birding guides who offer this kind of personal service, but there are still a few of us who try to show visiting birders our neck of the woods just because it seems a friendly thing to do. I have a computer software program called Avisus that allows me to keep track of the birds I see and when and where I saw them. Avisus has a lot of great features, but perhaps my favorite is that it has in its database the entire checklists of every state, province, and foreign country. Before I travel, I always download the right checklist onto my Palm Pilot. While I'm gone, I check off the birds I see on this Palm Pilot checklist and then just sync it up with my computer when I return. When I come back from Ecuador, I'll be doing programs this spring in Chicago, Lincoln, Nebraska, and Houston, Minnesota. Taking advantage of my birding books and Avisus, I'll not only increase the beautiful places I see and the birds I find, but also my ability to remember them all. The information age is advancing birding to ever new heights. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.